For NPR's Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolfe. Susan Russo is a food writer in San Diego. She publishes stories, recipes, and photos on her cooking blog, Food Blogger. She also mills around local farmers markets. In early spring, she's there looking for strawberries. She wrote about what to do with them for NPR's Kitchen Window Online. She joins me today from San Diego. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie.
So the strawberries look pretty good in California.
The strawberries are looking beautiful in California.
We have California strawberries in the Northeast also.
Right, I'm sure. Well, actually, that's because most of the country gets California strawberries most of the year. Apparently, we produce close to 90% of the strawberries that are eaten throughout the country.
Is that right?
Yeah. Apparently, California produces over 1 billion pounds of strawberries a year, if you can believe that.
Are they all the same kind of strawberry?
No, they aren't. Actually, there are several different varieties. I think a couple of the most popular ones are called Camarosa and Avalon. And those are grown in Oxnard, California. That's where most of the strawberries are grown here and then just shipped throughout the country year-round.
Why is California such a good place to grow strawberries?
Well, I think it's because we have a mild climate. It never gets really hot or really cold because I think strawberries like to have cool weather. If it gets too hot and humid, it sort of melts the flesh of the strawberries. So the farmers have told me that's one of the reasons that they do so well here. They get the kind of cool ocean air and lots of sunlight without the heat and humidity that could damage the berries.
What's the strawberry season in California?
Actually, our best strawberries are probably January to March. And we have them all year long, actually. You can get them 12 months of the year. But in the heat of the summer, probably August, September is when we have the least strawberries because it's just too warm at that point. So it's kind of ironic that we have the best strawberries when the rest of the country doesn't. And when everybody else gets their fresh-picked strawberries, it's usually when ours are not the best anymore.
Now, you get California strawberries all over the country. Why do they taste so bad from the supermarket when they're out of season?
Oh, that's such a great question, and I can tell you why. I actually spoke to a farmer. His name is Ted Thacker, and he runs Thackerberry Farms, which is a pretty popular strawberry farm here in Southern California, and they have local stands where they sell their wonderful strawberries. And what he told me basically is that there are two kinds of strawberries. You have strawberries that are grown for production, and what that means is those strawberries are grown in California. They're picked when they're about half ripe, and then they're gassed, which means that they're treated with a carbon dioxide solution. And they do this to prevent spoilage, so that way the strawberries can remain fresh on that 4 to 5 day truck journey to wherever it is that they're going. So people who live in South Dakota, say in February, can go to their local supermarket and buy strawberries, but they aren't going to taste good, like you said. That's because they weren't allowed to vine ripen. That's the second type of strawberry. The vine-ripened strawberry means that it's allowed to ripen fully so that the sugars really have a chance to produce. And the shelf life, in contrast, is only about a day. They're highly perishable because they're so super sweet and succulent. So that's why those berries that you get in the middle of the winter, they may look pretty, but they don't really taste that great.
In your piece for Kitchen Window Online, you talk about the early uses of strawberries in the U.S. and mm-hmm. that they were not as sweet. Is that right?
Yeah. They said that when the European colonists came here to North America, that the native Indians were eating strawberries, but they were wild strawberries. And apparently they were much smaller and not as sweet. And what the Indians would do is they would take those strawberries and they would mix them with a cornmeal into kind of a mush and then bake it almost into a bread. And then once the colonists tasted the bread that the Indians had made, they liked it so much that they revised the recipe and made their own creation using a European shortcake recipe. And that was actually how the American strawberry shortcake was born.
That's wonderful. Then a sweeter strawberry was cultivated.
Right. In the 18th century, apparently they crossbred two different types of strawberries and created what is known today as the modern-day strawberry, which is a much larger, redder, and sweeter strawberry.
Now, I had always heard that the bigger the strawberry, the less tasty they are. Is there any truth to that?
You know, I've heard the same thing, and I'm so glad you asked me that, because I can tell you from lots of strawberry eating experience. That that is not true. And I've actually asked a lot of farmers that too, and they said not really, not anymore. Because of advances in technology where they have been able to crossbreed strawberries so many times that they can pretty much determine how sweet that strawberry is going to be, it really doesn't matter that size and sweetness do not necessarily correlate. I've been told that what is more important is actually that it's vine ripened, and that when you look at the strawberry, the top of the strawberry, just before you get to the green hull, they call that the shoulders of the strawberry, to make sure that that is red and not white. That means that it's got more sugar crystals inside the strawberry and that it'll be sweeter.
Oh, that's a very good tip.
Yeah.
We most often think of strawberries in desserts, but
right.
They're also used in savory foods.
Yes. Strawberries are wonderful in savory dishes, particularly in meat dishes. If you use strawberries in salsas, you can pair them with other sweet fruits. You can pair them with mangoes and then put it with onions or a little bit of vinegar so that you have that kind of sweet contrasting with the sourness, like as you would with a typical chutney. And that sweet and sourness really goes well when you pair it with buttery pork, for example, or a nice piece of grilled chicken. And strawberries also go really well with salads. And I like them with particularly spicy salad greens, like arugula or endive, so that you get that contrast between the sweetness and the pepperiness of the arugula.
Mm. In your piece, you say that you can freeze strawberries, something I had no idea that you could do. Tell me about that.
Yeah, actually, it's really easy. What to do is you just buy your strawberries, remove the hull, rinse them lightly and pat them dry, and then just place them on a single layer on a cookie sheet so that they're not touching and freeze them. And then once they're frozen, you just take them out, place them inside of Ziploc bags, and keep them in your freezer, and you can use them year-round. Just remember, though, that they'll be much softer when they're defrosted, so they're really good for sauces or jams or smoothies.
So do you have strawberries at home right now?
Yes.
And what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
Actually, I am going to have a strawberry salad tonight. I have some fresh arugula and strawberries, and maybe I'll put a little bit of goat cheese and some candied pecans on it.
All right. I'll be right over. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Bonnie. This was fun.